Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wentz, second and five. Addison, he's got it! Touchdown!
Henry going on this drive. Play action, rush, safety valve is Henry, and it's intercepted! The anticipation of Petrie! Turnover! Henry, the intended target, and Petrie jumps the route.
Browning with protection this time, and it's intercepted by Anzalone. Anzalone works around Chase and out of bounds inside the 30.
The Steelers didn't even play yesterday, but it is a victory Monday in Pittsburgh. What a weekend of football around the NFL. Vibes are high after the first weekend in October with the home team at 3-1 and the rest of the division floundering. Some other big dogs in the league looking quite vulnerable as well. Philly, Buffalo, both losers yesterday. The teams we all viewed as elite and untouchable looked anything but on Sunday. Is there a dominant team in the NFL? I don't think so. And that is good news for the Steelers. Are they the best team? No. Are they the best team in the AFC? Still no. But how many teams are better than them right now? I don't think it's a super long list. It's Donnie Football with you on 93.7 The Fan until 7 tonight. I give you an hour of overtime leading you up to Monday Night Football on The Fan. Chiefs and Jags kick off at 8:15, and it can be heard right here courtesy of the NFL on Westwood 1. Gorgeous Charlie Borges is here. He is behind the glass, as is intern Jack, who benefits from no class on Mondays. Some fun segments planned later with the guys. A few guests lined up as well. Nick Farabaugh usually joins me Monday nights at 6:30, but he will join me in about a half hour to talk Steelers. Brian Batko will talk about the same thing at 5:15 today. Joe Smeltzer from Nittany Sports Now hops on at 3:15 to break down the historic Penn State loss against UCLA on Saturday. By the way, Pitt won big after making a change at QB. We will get into that also. And how about this? Hockey season right around the corner. Not even right around the corner. It is here. The Penguins begin their regular season tomorrow night. Ricard Raquel, he and his 35 goals from last season, will join the show today at 4:15. Looking forward to that chat because hockey is here. I know Charlie is very excited about it. The guys took off today, so you are stuck with me on this Monday post bye week. And what a bye week it was for your Pittsburgh Steelers. There were three checkpoints for Pittsburgh to have a successful bye. The Vikings had to beat the Browns. They did that 21-17 in London yesterday morning. The Texans had to beat the Ravens. They did that and then some, 44-10 yesterday in Baltimore. The Lions had to beat the Bengals. They did that. They went into Cincinnati and won that game 37-24, and it really wasn't as close as what that score would indicate. They were able to check every single one of those boxes by about 7:30 last night. And funny enough, the Browns looked like the team that had the most life of anybody. They led the Vikings until the final seconds in London. You heard that call, courtesy of the NFL on Fox, also the NFL Network. You heard the calls from the NFL on CBS with both the Texans and Ravens game, along with the Bengals and Lions game. The Browns were the only team that showed anything. Dillon Gabriel, at times, he looked like he knew what he was doing. The Ravens were lifeless. I know they had about a half dozen Pro Bowlers out due to injury, but my goodness. They allowed the Texans, a team that struggles to score 17 points per game, look like the greatest show on turf. They looked like the 07 Patriots, the 2013 Broncos. The Bengals got some cosmetic touchdowns at the end. That game, like I said, was not as close as the 13-point difference would tell you. They never threatened the Lions at any point in that game. There was a point in which Ja'Marr Chase had almost as many tackles as he did receptions, because that's how often Jake Browning and that Bengals offense would turn it over. And all the Steelers did was sit back on their couches and watch as the entire division lost ground on them. The Steelers will begin the divisional schedule on Sunday, and then a Thursday night trip to Cincinnati follows. But they are sitting in a pretty nice position right now. It is hard to deny. I know that I usually have praise for the Baltimore Ravens. They have begun to dominate the AFC North, and we haven't seen a division title in this town since 2020, when fans weren't even allowed to attend games. That team has some major issues. And they had some before the injury bug hit them like the plague. Lamar Jackson is among the best players in football at the game's most important position. You knew they were already fighting an uphill battle without him, but yesterday the effort was just non-existent. And that is a blight on John Harbaugh. That team in Baltimore has given up 41, 38, 37, and 44 points in their losses. The only win coming against the Browns in Week 2, a game that people have said was actually closer than the 41-17 score would indicate. The back half of their schedule is easier than what the Steelers will look at in the final 12 weeks, but they do have to count on two pretty big things within their own building. Lamar Jackson being back at 100% or close to it, and that defense figuring it out. Because even before the injuries, they could not stop anyone. They looked like the 2024 Bengals, a team that could score a lot of points but would also always give up a ton. The betting market still is not buying into the Steelers. Kay Adams and Pony's friends at FanDuel, they currently have the AFC North odds looking like this. Baltimore at minus 105, the favorite. Pittsburgh is plus 130. Cincy is plus 1100. Cleveland is plus 1700. It's as if they are already counting on the collapse like we saw in 2024, because the Steelers did have a nice, healthy lead with a few games to go, and we saw what happened. The lead vanished in a flash. The same thing has happened more than once in the last decade. The Steelers have had a division lead of multiple games with not that much time left to play, and the Ravens managed to not only catch up to them, but pass them and win it. If Lamar Jackson isn't right the rest of the season, the Ravens are done. The same story goes with the Bengals. Cincy minus Joe Burrow is absolutely zero threat. They should probably try to trade for Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston before it's too late, or else it's just a white flag being waved on their season. The Browns actually seem to pose the biggest threat at this current moment, given the Ravens' injuries. And I've seen this point made by a few people, and it is true. Mike Tomlin has plenty of blemishes on his mark. But one thing about him is that his teams can still stand on their own two feet if the quarterback is lost for a period of time. 2019 is the prime example. Big Ben goes down in the second game of the year, and the Steelers were 0-2. They had to ride with Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges. And at one point, the team was sitting at 8-5 until losing the final three games. But that team did anything but lay down and die. Zach Taylor, his record without Joe Burrow, it's almost unbelievable. And I'm counting on some Bengals blog pages here, but I did check a few of them, and they all had the same record. He is 4-31-1 without Joe Burrow. 4-31-1. Meanwhile, he is 41-17 with Joey B at QB. John Harbaugh hasn't been tied to Lamar Jackson his whole career, but in recent years, his teams have been lost without Jackson in the game. 2021, the Ravens lost Jackson for the final six games. They were 8-3 in full command of the AFC North. They did not win another game. They finished 8-9. They missed the playoffs. That just doesn't happen here. And that's a feather in Tomlin's cap. By the way, the Bills, the only undefeated team in the AFC, they lost at home to the Patriots last night. The fourth Bills game in 5 weeks, in case anybody else gets the same feeling as me, and that is, do the Bills just play nothing but home games? I swear I'm not going crazy. It feels like that team only plays in Buffalo. And we get to be reminded that their fans invented tailgating, they invented football, they invented snow. And they'll shovel it, too. Nobody in the league looks untouchable. Philly losing at home yesterday. They blew a two-score lead in the process to what I would say is a pretty good, not great, Broncos team. And all of that being said, I'm not saying the Steelers are the best team in football. They're not really all that close to it. I'm not saying they're the best team in the AFC. But every team in the game seems to have a whole lot of warts right now. It seems more open than it has in a very long time. Now the big question becomes, is this for real? Or like 2024, is it all fool's gold? 412-928-9370. I want to get some of your thoughts on the Steelers heading into a matchup with the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, but your reaction to the rest of the AFC North losing yesterday. Where are you at with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now? Do you see this team as the one sitting in the driver's seat in the AFC North? How many teams in the AFC do you feel are better than what we have here in Pittsburgh? Or are they just fooling all of us? Is this like 2024 all over again? A good start that will eventually crumble once this team plays the back half of its schedule. 412-928-9370. I want to get the pulse of the people out there. Coming off a bye week that feels like a victory Monday because all three teams in the AFC North went down. 412-928-9370. You can also hit us up on the fan text line at that same number, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Your calls are next, but right now it is time for a Charlie Borges fan headline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike's Beer Bar, the fan of the fan beer of the month, is Black and Gold Brewing's Black and Gold Lager and supports young adult cancer survivors. A lot of black and gold mentions in there. Speaking of the black and gold, the Steelers are 3-1. After their bye week, they were able to gain a game on everybody, or a half game on everybody in the AFC North with the bye week. Because all three teams, the Browns, the Ravens, the Bengals, they all lost yesterday. The Browns losing to the Vikings, the Ravens getting pummeled by the Houston Texans, and then the Bengals losing at home to the Detroit Lions. How are you feeling about things coming out of the bye week? Do you feel better than you did last Sunday? Now seeing what the Ravens were unable to do without Lamar Jackson along with about five or six other key players. 412-928-9370. We will start with our buddy Seth in Long Island. What's up, Seth?
Hey, good afternoon, Donnie Oakwell's well, man. Hey, I'm feeling good. You know, like anything else, the biggest thing, Donnie, is that, you know, the black and yellow, man, they got to take advantage of this right now. 3-1, if they don't, you know, come into, you know, if they don't beat the living heck out of the Browns on Sunday and then 3 days later go in and take down the Bengals, and it's all for naught. I mean, if they're 5-1, I'm feeling real good. And, you know, then it's a real uphill battle for everybody else in the division, even if Lamar gets healthy. So, you know, they've got to take advantage. And in the past, they've kind of fumbled the ball, if you will, in situations like this. And if they do it again, Donnie, you know, then it's really a moot point. You know what I mean?
Seth, are you feeling better about them not crumbling down the stretch than you did last season after seeing it happen?
Yes, I do, because I was a big Justin Fields, you know, believer, and I thought when we saw the five losses in a row last year, I didn't understand why Tomlin didn't go back to Fields just to, you know, like a relief pitcher almost in the game against Cincinnati, because if Fields comes in and wins that game against Cincy, they were playing the Texans in the playoff game, in the wild card game, instead of the Ravens. So to answer your question, Donnie, I do feel better. I think Rodgers is the steadying force. I wasn't sure I really wanted him to be here, but he seems to be a solid citizen and doing all the right things. So, you know, I'm two thumbs up right now.
Man, I'm glad. I appreciate the call, Seth. I'm glad the Steelers made the correct move at quarterback, and it wasn't even the one that I wanted. The Justin Fields' experience in New York has been a disaster. Now, I don't think he has been the sole reason why they are as bad as they are, but his numbers are pretty cosmetic to me. He did look good against the Steelers in week one. They were absolutely in that game. There was nothing phony or playing catch-up ball that was the reason why Justin Fields looked good in that game. But, man, he's just a fun player to watch, not necessarily for the end result being pretty, but he can give you that flash of brilliance. And I was attracted to the youth and the idea of, could they actually take a guy who's in his mid-20s and get a step further? It's been a disaster for him so far with the Jets. So I'm glad they did that little swap. 412-928-9370. Tom is in Monroeville. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how's it going? I hope you're having a great day.
Good. What do you got for us, Tom?
Okay, what I got real quick is, no, I'm not feeling great about the Steelers. I look at that defense, and I'm not sold on them thus far. Their record is 3-1. I think they have a big advantage in the AFC North because the Ravens look terrible, the Bengals look terrible, and the Browns are the Browns. But something could happen to Aaron Rodgers very easily. He's 42 years old, and you know, you don't know how fragile he is with that offensive line. Then what do you got? So their running game looked better. I'd like to see more of Caleb Johnson. I'd like to see more passing downfield in the middle with DK Metcalf. I don't like all the play calling, the dink and dunking. Having said that, I'm not feeling terribly optimistic, but I'm not feeling bad either.
Do you think they're going to win the AFC North, Tom?
At this point, I would say yeah. I just don't see the Ravens recovering. Without Joe Burrows, as you said, the Bengals are bad, and the Browns are the Browns. So, yeah, I do think they're going to win the AFC North. The question is, will they win a playoff game? There are some pretty good teams in the AFC, despite what happened yesterday.
Yeah, Tom, and I think it ups the pressure a little bit if they would get a home playoff game, if they win the AFC North and then they don't win. And I think that actually makes it worse. Like, yeah, it'll be nice that we get to see the Steelers host a playoff game, but then I think the added pressure of them winning the game is there. It's not just the typical Steelers get a wild card, they go on the road, and we see what happens. One of the points brought up there, though, was what if Aaron Rodgers goes down for an extended period of time? I think that takes away the Steelers as a true threat, but one of the things that I was saying earlier, and it's a notch on Mike Tomlin's belt, is that they don't have the reaction that other teams in the AFC North or around the league have. They lose their quarterback, they can still stay afloat. Will they be good? I don't know if I would go that far. We have seen them be good, though, with Mason Rudolph at quarterback, even though it was only a few games. Their season is not completely over. The Bengals can't win without Joe Burrow. Zach Taylor, his record shows that. He has 4 wins in his career without Joe Burrow in over 35 games. John Harbaugh can't win without Lamar Jackson. Now, Kevin Stefanski, it's always a revolving door at QB. He does, honestly, probably the second best work when he actually loses a QB or has to play to a carousel in that division. We have seen that even though the quarterback situation has been butchered by Mike Tomlin and the brain trust, the season is not completely over if they lose the guy playing that position. 412-928-9370. Paul is in Uniontown. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Donnie. Good hearing you on the radio, buddy. I think after Thursday's game, or I'm sorry, next Sunday's game, we play the Browns. If we can keep Myles Garrett off of Aaron Rodgers and he makes it through that game, I think we can win the AFC North. I ain't saying it's going to be pretty, but I think we can win. I still think we need a number 2 wide receiver. I'm just not sold on all the smallest receivers we got at number 2.
Yeah, and they seem to have nothing in Roman Wilson, or at least that's what it feels like. The guy got 3 snaps when Calvin Austin went down. That is not a good sign for a guy that was taken in the 3rd round last season. The guy can't even get on the field. Production's one thing. Lack of production is a whole other category from where we were talking about. This guy can't even get on the field. And there was an injury to a wide receiver. That is not good. 412-928-9370. Our buddy Jeff in South Park. What's up, Jeff?
Donnie, it's funny. Coming into today, I was thinking I was going to be able to listen to you do a full show for the first time ever. I've never been able to sit through a whole show that you did. and you said you're on till 7. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm not going to be listening after
Well,
six,
as long as you can get me until 6, Jeff. If you can get in before the overtime, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm going to be listening all the way to 6, and I was very excited. Good luck, my man.
Thank you.
Anyways, I would think, I thought yesterday was glorious. I wish we could get this every bye week. I know it was due to some sort of weird TV scheduling quirk, but I think you would agree with me. Wasn't it great being able to see all three of the division opponents' games on a week where the Steelers off? I mean, usually on the bye week, I'd have to, like, clean the gutters or do the lawn, leaves, something like that. And I'm happy to report I didn't get a damn thing done yesterday. So,
Jeff, that is a good point. I appreciate that you called in while I was hosting. Normally, I don't get that great pleasure. But that is a good point. Every single game that was in the division yesterday, we got in Pittsburgh. Now, the Browns-Vikings game, that was national, but then we were able to get the Ravens and Texans along with the Bengals and Lions. Now, I did spend some time on Red Zone yesterday because that is something I like to take advantage of when the Steelers don't play at 1 o'clock and you can rapid fire games around the league. But yeah, it was nice that we had access to seeing all three teams in the AFC North go down. That was very nice. 412-928-9370. We'll keep taking your calls as the show goes on at 412-928-9370. You can also hit us up on Twitter at 937thefan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Nick Faribault, he joins the show in just a couple of minutes post-Steelers practice right here on Sports Radio 937 The Fan. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Football in for the guys this afternoon on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Taking you up until Monday Night Football pregame coverage at 7. Jags and Chiefs at 8:15 to finish Week 5 of the NFL season. The Steelers go into a Week 6 matchup against the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. They have a 3-1 record, and they lead the AFC North after a beautiful Sunday that was the Steelers' bye week. It feels like a victory Monday. All three teams in the AFC North went down. The Browns, the Ravens, and the Bengals. Joining us now on that fan hotline is our guy, Nick Faribault. I normally talk to Nick Mondays at 6:30, but since I'm getting the chance to host for the guys, I asked Nick if he wanted to move that up to right now. So we are chatting with him here at just after 2:35 Eastern time. Nick, the AFC North losses yesterday. You just as a viewer, as someone who covers the team, someone who's a fan of the team, that had to feel pretty good seeing all three of those teams go down.
Yeah, I mean, in the fashion they did, you know, I think the Ravens getting absolutely boat raced. I think the Bengals continuing to look lifeless, to be quite honest with you. They don't really feel like they have a solution. And the Browns kind of being the same old story, a really good defense that just does not have an offense that can power them over the finish line. It just feels like the Steelers right now are in the driver's seat. And everything's not over, of course, but when you talk about a 1-4 football team in the Ravens, who I still think is the most dangerous team to potentially catch Pittsburgh, it's just historically an outlier for a team to do that, to make the playoffs even, especially if they lose this week to the Rams, which is obviously a tough matchup in its own right. So, yeah, I mean, they're sitting in a really good spot right now. If they take care of business, I think that the Steelers are in a good spot.
So do you think it's nuts that the bettors in Vegas have the Ravens still as the favorite to win the North?
I mean, listen, I understand why they do. The Steelers had trouble beating an 0-5 Jets team. You know, they haven't looked super impressive outside of really the first, you know, three and a half quarters in Minnesota. So I understand it. The Steelers are not a flashy team. They are not a dominant team, but they find ways to win. And I think that says something for itself. Baltimore is going to get healthy. I mean, that's going to be something that's naturally going to help them. You know, they're not going to be missing Lamar and Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey, and all those guys every week. And the big thing is they just have such a cupcake schedule, really, on the back end. It's a really easy schedule. And they are talented enough, I think, to maybe not run the table completely, but, like, you talk about getting to 10-7, I think that's pretty doable, even if they do fall to 1-5. The Steelers, on the other hand, face a tougher schedule. So that's kind of, I think, the calculus there. But, man, it's still kind of tough for me to fathom that because the Steelers are 3-1. If they beat the Browns and the Bengals twice each, which, I mean, that is saying something. That's a big if. But that's 7 wins. Miami's on the schedule. You figure they probably split with Baltimore. Can they just find one more win there and get to 10-7? They probably win the tiebreakers, and they're sitting in a good spot there. So the Steelers are in just a really good spot here as long as they don't kind of self-sabotage themselves in a lot of ways.
The Bills lost at home last night to the Patriots. The Bills were an 8-point favorite in that game. So we saw in 2 primetime games this week, teams that were favored by 8 or more points go down at home. The Rams losing on Thursday night to the 49ers, and then the Patriots beating the Bills last night. The Jags meet the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. That should be a fun one. The Colts have continued to impress. And you want to talk about lifeless. The Las Vegas Raiders, a good example of that. But overall, Nick, how good is the AFC in 2025?
Well, I think it's probably better than it appears right now. I think we'll see some teams solidify themselves. Like, I think Buffalo will figure out some of the kinks, but their defense, it's really the issue has been defensively for a lot of these teams, like the Ravens defense, the Bills defense. A lot of these defensive cores we're seeing are kind of aging out. And, you know, guys like Trey White and Matt Milano in Buffalo, and then you have Roquan Smith in Baltimore, those guys aren't playing at a high level. And so I do think Buffalo is probably going to be there. You know, Kansas City, I think, is always going to be a tough one. And I think there's a really – it's a deeper conference this year because I think you have teams like Jacksonville that I think are kind of coming up. I think Denver has kind of arrived in some respects. The Chargers are there. I think the Patriots with Drake May have kind of announced themselves as being a legitimate playoff contender now. But it's not top-heavy this year. There's not a dominant football team. And so it's a – solid conference, but it's a beatable conference. And so if you're looking like, hey, could the Steelers maybe crack this playoff win drought? I mean, they draw the right team. It seems a lot more doable this year than it did, say, last year, where you were going to have to go to Kansas City or Buffalo or Baltimore, because those teams, they are not the same iterations that they are this year. Each of those teams has significant flaws in their own right.
Am I an idiot for not buying into the Colts just yet?
I mean, I don't buy them as, like, Super Bowl contenders, but they are a very well-coached football team. They are very talented. I mean, I like their roster outside of the quarterback position. They're also healthy, which I think just matters a lot. I mean, we look at teams like the Ravens and the Chargers and just the Chiefs. They just keep getting battered with injuries at very key spots. So I don't think you need to buy into the Colts as anything more than a playoff contender, which I think, you know, they probably are. I think they have a good kind of resume here using Jonathan Taylor. I think they have a good wide receiver group. I think the O-line's nice, and they really refurbished the defense nicely. But, I mean, how far is Danny Dimes really going to take you? I think that's fair to question.
I mean, now you look at that game in Week 9, early November, Steelers-Colts. I thought that was one of the weaker games on the Steelers' schedule this year, up there with Steelers and Dolphins. Not the case anymore, Nick. That looks like one of the best games of the entire weekend, I think, outside of Chiefs-Bills.
It does. That's going to be a really good game. Really, the Steelers, after this two-game stretch here against the Browns and the Bengals, have a pretty tough stretch coming up, you know, where it's Green Bay, then it's Indianapolis, then it's at the Chargers. And I think Baltimore starts to come into the picture. So it's not an easy schedule for them. But the Colts is going to be a really good litmus test, I think, for the Steelers, because right now where the Steelers probably are going to land, they'll probably land somewhere around, I don't know, maybe the 3, 4, 5 seed area. I think that's a fair kind of expectation to have. So you're going to probably draw a Colts, a Texans, a Jags, or some team in that respect. So I think it's going to be a really good kind of litmus test for the Steelers to see where they're at against the team like the Colts.
Talking to Nick Faribault here on 93.7 The Fan. He covers the Pittsburgh Steelers for PennLive.com. Nick, some injury updates, injury notes from today's practice as this team is coming off the bye week.
Yeah, it sounds like Alex Highsmith, he was back at practice today, and it sounds like I think he's going to fly. Now, how much, you know, I think that's a question. When you have Nick Herbig, you don't need to push him as much, but I do think they'll have him at their disposal. Joey Porter Jr., I believe, will be back this week. That's what he said. Calvin Austin kind of mysteriously didn't answer anything. He said, I could go on IR. I could play this week. It was like all over the place. My level of concern for Calvin Austin is much lower than it was after the game against the Vikings. I think they got decently good news there. I've never gotten like an official diagnosis on this or anything. But I tentatively expect him to miss the next two games and then be back for Green Bay. And that's kind of what I've heard with Ramsey too, is miss the next two games, come back against the Packers. There's probably the same timeline with Joey's hamstring injury is with Jalen's, and Jalen Ramsey got lucky because he had a bye week, so he won't miss three games, but he'll probably miss the next two. But otherwise, you know, Warren, I think, is good, and there's really no other injury notes other than that. So I think Pittsburgh is in a good spot, but I do think they'll be without Ramsey and Austin this week.
Nick, some breaking news from Adam Schefter. Now, this is not earth-shattering, but just from 5 minutes ago, Raheem Blackshear, the veteran running back and return man, signing to the practice squad. Is that something you guys got wind of down there today, or is this hitting you by surprise?
I mean, I did not know that they were going to sign Raheem Blackshear, but it's not that surprising considering what has happened with Caleb Johnson, and the Steelers probably not wanting to give him that. Trey Sermon really hasn't given a ton of juice there, and you only have so many elevations there, and if you don't want to kind of put him on the active roster, that's another question. So I'm not surprised they're bringing, you know, a guy that's known kind of as a kick returner type to come to Pittsburgh. They kind of need one. They don't really have a natural one. You know, even with Kenny Gainwell, outside of that, I mean, they could, you know, give Roman Wilson a try, maybe Scotty Miller, Dante Kent's on IR. But I kind of think someone like Blackshear makes a lot of sense to have someone with legitimate kick return background.
The Browns coming to town on Sunday. This doesn't feel like a complete pushover game by any means, because the Browns, first off, they were the only team in the division that looked like they had a pulse yesterday. And that defense can travel, and they can actually run the football well. And it felt like Dillon Gabriel at times knew what he was doing. So they present some challenges, but I think none greater than what that defense can do, Nick.
I think that's a really good defense. I really do. It's one of the best defenses in the league, actually, by most statistics. Listen, their front is really good. They have guys now that can take advantage of the attention Myles Garrett receives. And even though Myles Garrett didn't have a great game last week, you saw guys like Alex Wright stepping up. They have a nice trio of interior guys now that can work there. They have a good secondary. Denzel Ward, in my opinion, one of the best corners in football. So they play a lot of man-to-man, and they can win with four. It's the type of defense, I think, that could give the Steelers a lot of trouble with their quick game stuff. And so I'm kind of interested to see how that works out. The offensive side of things for this team, though, man, that is a bit of an up-and-down roller coaster. Gabriel was fine, but anytime they really got behind the sticks and he was asked to make a play, it didn't go very well. And they're a very volatile rushing attack, and that offensive line right now is beaten up and has not been very good. So the Steelers defense should actually be able, I think, to really rattle Gabriel, get to him a little bit. But that defense is going to present some issues for Pittsburgh. It's going to really, I think, they're going to have to run the ball to a degree on this team and kind of see where that goes to maybe force them out of man-to-man and get some lanes here in the quick passing game.
Nick Farabaugh, check out his stuff. Covers these Steelers for PennLive.com. Nick, thanks for taking the time, man.
Thanks for having me on, Donnie. Appreciate it as always, man.
There we go. Nick Farabaugh from PennLive.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan. That is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Coming up, we will flip to college football for a bit here. A massive, massive upset over the weekend that knocked one of the local teams basically out of any hope of the college football playoff. We get into that coming up next. Joe Smeltzer from Nittany Sports Now will join us after that. Donnie Football in for the guys here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. But first, a message from Mulsey.
Hey, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.